Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is now 10:52 here at WCCO. And as we fade that music down, I do want to mention something that's really important in the news tonight. It says here on... In the news, it says, due to an issue with CenturyLink, Minneapolis 911 line is down tonight, according to the Minneapolis Police Department. Now, this happened about 34 minutes ago, and for the time being, residents are asked to call a different number. If you need 911, call this number, 612-348-2345. Again, that's 612-348-2345 in the event of an emergency. All right. And be sure to look up the article, too, so make sure you get that number to call tonight for 911. All right. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So as we wrap up this hour, and it's been a blast, it really has been a blast. I have to ask you, what are Hollywood stars doing to, I don't know, stay relevant during this whole COVID spring? I know musicians are doing concerts everywhere, outdoors, mm-hmm. indoors, down in basements, you name it, up in a treehouse probably. But what are some of the Hollywood stars doing?
They're doing talkbacks online, having conversations with their friends, giving advice to other performers, talking about their careers on Instagram Live. But mostly, I mean, what I'm hearing from a lot of those stars is just what deals they're still cutting. I mean, there's still major stars being signed on to big TV shows and big movies, and new shows and movies being greenlit by studios with the eventual return of our industry. So I think a lot of those stars are probably just taking a break before this work comes back. Because I'm telling you, all the networks, all the streamers, they all need enormous amounts of content to keep people engaged, especially with the pandemic where we're all consuming so much more content so much faster. So when production comes back in Hollywood, which I think they're supposed to announce tomorrow or Tuesday what our first wave of Hollywood coming back might look like in terms of actual physical production in the state. But when we get to a place where we can really start outputting content, obviously not at the same rhythm as we were before, but to some more robust pace, yeah, they're going to be working. People are going to be scrambling, trying to figure out how to fit their schedules together and get that content done. But to your point, the singers out there, I see them all over performing. They're singing from home, playing piano, and doing concerts together. And, you know, singing old famous songs together. And I haven't seen that same reaction from a lot of the actors besides the conversations and talkbacks and Q&As that I have seen from them. But that's usually from the younger ones as opposed to the more established A-listers, you know. But I still have appreciated seeing and hearing those conversations from them.
Interesting, because I know the B-listers, you know, the ones that are trying to crawl into the A-listers, they're the ones, you know, the B-listers and the C-listers, they get out and really want people to see them going in grocery stores and that sort of thing. And because grocery stores have been open, you know, they've been essential from the beginning of the pandemic. Have you been noticing, because you go to Whole Foods all the time, that'd be a place some of them would hang out.
Yeah, normally I see famous people there all the time, but I mean, since I've been going, I haven't. But of course, fewer people are going to the grocery store. I shouldn't say that. Fewer people at a time are going to be inside, so your chances of actually seeing a famous person has been reduced. And they're probably having someone else go out for them if they can afford to do it. So I haven't seen that. I know John Krasinski has been doing this online show. I think it's called Some Good News For You or something like that. It's basically like an online talk show in the format of a late night talk show, where it's just him and his desk at home, and he shares positive news stories, and people have, you know, been flocking to it because good news is so rare right now, and it's been a huge hit online. And of course, his wife is famous, and she comes on and does pieces on, helps with the show. They're both producers. I'm assuming they're both producers on the show. But I just read a headline. I sent you this, but I haven't read the full article. But that show just got picked up to an actual series being produced by Viacom. So I'm not sure where it's going to go, if it's going to stay online or go on regular, rather traditional broadcast TV. But there was a bidding war around that show. So to answer his question, he, in terms of his, you know, fame level, I'd say he's like a B-plus lister, but he's made a lot of money from producing also, and of course from A Quiet Place. But now, because of this show that he made while at home during quarantine, he has yet another piece of intellectual property that is a hit and that he has sold to a major studio.
Wow, I'm so glad that you had that update for us, because I was sure wondering about that. Michael, it looks like we have run out of time. I have so enjoyed our time together tonight. Your mother misses you, but I'm so happy that you have found great joy in California. You stay safe, okay?
I will. You too, and I love you so much.
I love you too, son. It has been a pleasure being on with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, and take care of yourselves. Wear your mask, wear your gloves if you can, and good night.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.